Now let's go to David Sandler live.
We got the order. Took the check, went to the bank, deposited, and it clears. Now we got to do a little post-sale, and we got to do a little follow-up. The first post-sale occurs instantaneously, seconds after the prospect hands you the check or hands you the order. Happens right on the spot before you leave the first time. I'm going to show you generically what it looks like. You're going to have to massage it so that it gets into your world. But let's, again, since these people have been nice enough to work on their computer story, let's suppose Alice just bought a computer package, and I've got you people in the computer industry have a contract of some kind that you get signed when you get it done in a deposit. I got a check. It's on my side of the desk. I got the papers, and I look at him. He is happiest at this moment. He is happiest, I promise. You know yourself. He could have been sitting there in the old days saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. He finally says, I'll take it. And you know what the next thing he says? When can I get it? People love to make decisions. And once they make the decision, they want it now. I don't care how much trouble you had. And this is the time to post-sell Al. You got the contract. You got a check. You can give me a paper clip. You take a paper clip, put the check right on the paper clip, and you walk over to Al, and you simply hand him back the contract with the check, paper clip, and everything. Just like that. You say, Al, what is that?
The contract.
And that's what they'll say all the time. You say, nope, that's not a contract, Al. Let me tell you what it is. And you tell him all his pains again. What it is no more paperwork, organized office. All the things he wanted to get rid of, that's what that is. It is not a contract. Now look, Al, I'm going to tell you something. If you have any doubt in your mind that what we're getting ready to do can take care of your problem, now's the time to tear up the check, tear up the contract, and let's forget this whole thing. But if you believe, like I do, and I know you do, that we're going to get on with it, I want the contract back, and I never, ever again want to hear, for any reason, that you've changed your mind. I don't take back, Alice.
I want to do this. When can I get it?
As soon as I can get it to you. And you take the contract back. One out of every 10,000 times, they'll tear it up, and all you have to do is just sell them over again. You just moved too fast. You thought they had the order. The guy was under pressure, and he gave you a contract. He'll never back out. He had a chance. See, people back out because you don't give them the opportunity to back out. Remember the rule? You can't blame people for doing something when you didn't tell them they couldn't do it. So I'm saying, Al, this is today, baby. I don't take back out. You want to get out of this thing now? Let's go. It's done. Otherwise, it's yours. You own the computer. I never want to hear from you again. Let's go on and do all the things we want to do. That's the first post-sell that you do. First post-sell that you do. Any questions about that? Now, it takes a little guts. You're going to see yourself choking, putting that check with the paper. I got ahead of it for a second. There it goes. But look, you got two shots. Would you rather him back out right then and get a chance to sell it again? Or you want one of those little pink telephone slips on your desk tomorrow morning saying it's over, never come back again. I don't want to see you anymore. You never give up control of the sale. You get a check. You take it to the bank, put it in the bank, and the sale is closed when it clears.